This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later this morning, the president is hosting several women at the White House to talk about Obamacare, just in time for Mother's Day. Call it a charm offensive or marketing. This is the latest in a week's worth of Affordable Care Act news as the administration gears up to sell health reform to the millions who still don't get it or don't like it. From the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Phew. You can't blame health reporters for being glad it's Friday. Moms in the East Room at the White House, reams of paper on crazy hospital prices, and this from HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius.
We're announcing that $150 million is being made available to help community health centers across the country.
If it feels like all ACA all the time, that's fine with Ann Philippik, who runs Enroll America, a nonprofit that promotes Obamacare.
When you've looked at the coverage of the Affordable Care Act, really it's often been very political. But what we're starting to see, and I think this is a really important and powerful thing, it's starting to become a consumer-focused conversation.
And for now, that conversation is designed mainly to get people to feel good about Obamacare. Cue the moms at the White House.
Part of our work here is not just reaching the uninsured, but reaching those trusted voices. So, you know, we want to reach young men, for example, across the country who may be uninsured. Part of our job is to reach out to their moms.
Into early summer, much of the PR campaign will be focused on getting people comfortable with health reform. But the nitty-gritty details and the hard sell are still a ways off. Lindsay Resnick is with the advertising firm KBM, whose clients include health insurers. He says there's a risk in saying too much too soon about the mechanics of the exchanges. People will get confused.
There's really nowhere for somebody to go and shop, and there's no action that an individual can take to go buy insurance.
There'll be plenty of action October 1st when people can start buying insurance on the new exchanges. Come the fall, Resnick promises we'll all be drowning in all things healthcare. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.